It's Johnny's birthday, it's Johnny's birthday, and we would like to wish him all the very best. It's Johnny's birthday, it's Johnny's birthday, and it's so nice to have you back, so be our guest. And Johnny's birthday, and Johnny's birthday, we'd like to wish you all what you could wish yourself.
Can somebody tell me what kind of a world we live in where a man dressed up as a bat gets all of my press? This town needs an enema.
Let's go. Come on, Rep.
Oh, my.
Guys in the ring.
A miscalculation by the challengers, and the Rock and Roll Express, after that early setback, looking very, very crisp here. Double Irish whip. And here comes Dr. Tom. Not too desirous right now.
Oh, it's sandwich time. Monkey flip out of the corner for one.
And the other.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I thought you might say that.
Sorry.
Or for the turkey, for that matter.
For the turkey, indeed.
Uh-oh, we're going to do a little, we're going to row the boat here. We're going to sail the seven seas. Shades of Gilligan's Island here. Where's the skipper when you need him? Referee Joe Morello certainly got his hands full here.
You know, Jim Ross, the traditional dessert on Thanksgiving, of course, is pumpkin pie, but one of these teams is going to be eating humble pie.
I love that pumpkin pie.
You resemble that remark, too.
I certainly do. Do I not? Dang mate. And on the top comes Robert Gibson, and he drove his knee gorilla right into the thigh muscle, that quadricep femoris. See, I'm learning from
it. Oh, you certainly are. That gastrocnemius took a beating right there.
Saturday morning, serials chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, sock tops, Studebaker, Baker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The hip parade, grape truade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and pegging your pants. Howdy doody, tooty fruity, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those? James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack prize, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. End and burn, and wait your turn, and four foul balls, you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Dancing clothes, little moron jokes, and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas course, Roy Rogers horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, bitchin' woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Knock, knock jokes. Who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we do. Ah, Dewey, do we remember these?
Out the window. And doesn't it remind you of when you're in the boat? And then later that night you were lying, looking up at the ceiling, and the water in your head was not dissimilar from the landscape. And you think to yourself, why is it that the landscape is moving? But the boat still. And also, where is it that you're from?
Cleveland.
Cleveland's.
Lake Erie.
Erie. Do you have any parents back in Erie?
They passed on recently.
And do you have a wife in Erie?
No.
Fiance.
Well, I had one of those, but she changed her mind.
She found herself somebody else.
No.
Yes, she did. Well, that doesn't explain why you've come all the way out here. All the way out here to hell.
I have a job out in the town of Machine.
Machine? That's the end of the line.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I received a letter from the people at Dickinson's Metalworks assuring me of a job.
Is that so?
Yes, I'm an accountant.
I wouldn't know because I don't read. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. I wouldn't trust no words written down in no piece of paper, especially from no Dickinson out in the town of Machine. You're just as likely to find your own grave.
Look, we're shooting buffalo. Government says killed a million of them last year alone.
It was the biggest day of my life. It was the summit of my long career. But I fell so down and I drank too much beer. The management said that I should not appear. I walked out onto the stage and started to speak. The first night I'd missed for a couple of years. I explained to the crowd and they started to cheer. And just when I wanted no one to be there, all of my friends were there. Not just my friends, their best friends too. All of my friends were there to stand and stare. Say what they may, all of their friends need not stand. And I parted my hair and gave the impression that I did not care. But oh, the embarrassment, oh, the despair. Came the day, helped with a few large glasses of gin. I nervously mounted the stage once again. Got through my performance and no one complained. Thank God I could go back to normal again. I went to that old cafe where I had been in much happier days. All of my friends were there, and no one cared. Say what they may, all of my friends were there. Not just my friends, but their best friends.
Monday?
It's Grady, Mr. Torrance. Delbert Grady.
Grady? Grady. Grady, Hello, Grady.
Mr. Torrance, I see you can hardly have taken care of the business we discussed.
No need to rub it in, Mr. Grady. I'll deal with that situation as soon as I get out of here.
Will you indeed, Mr. Torrance? I wonder. I have my doubts. I and others have come to believe that your heart is not in this, that you haven't the belly for it.
Just give me one more chance to prove it, Mr. Grady. That's all I ask.
Your wife appears to be stronger than we imagined, Mr. Torrance. Somewhat more resourceful. She seems to have got the better of you.
For the moment, Mr. Grady. Only for the moment.
I fear you will have to deal with this matter in the harshest possible way, Mr. Torrance. I fear that is the only thing to do.
There's nothing I look forward to with greater pleasure, Mr. Grady.
You give your word on that, do you, Mr. Torrance?
I give you my word.
Don't
that superstructure there, the backlash superstructure, I don't think is...
Aaron, what are you doing? Are you crazy?
Now, built for climbing. These guys are putting themselves at risk here. Now, if that thing falls, we got big problems.
I think we got big problems anyway. I'm not worried about if that thing falls. I'm worried about if Elroy falls or crash. Oh, right in the falls,
man. Crash hanging upside down in a very precarious position. And then we'll jerk down off the that superstructure. And look at this. Tell you what, these Hardys are amazing.
Did Matt Hardy just dive off that thing?
Hardcore Hardy now winning away, and Matt Hardy. But it's remember the object is to beat Crash.
Look, part of that superstructure just broke off.
We weren't built for climbing. Wait a minute.
What's Jeff Hardy doing?
Oh, Jeff Hardy! Oh my God! The Swanton Bomb from the top!
Come look at Matt!
And Matt trying to get just cover! The Hardys are fighting each other here! It's every man for himself in this hardcore matchup!
The shades of the Mean Green Posse!
Oh, Taz! Matt and Jeff Hardy! The Hardys illuminating Taz and Saturn! Hardcore Holly, it's Saturn. It's Taz in the ring.
Look.
Taz is going roped out.
Stop the madness.
Broken bodies, broken signs. And somehow, someway, Crash Holly has prevailed. The little son of a gun, the Houdini of hardcore, has done it!
What a match!
I need a camera to my eye, to my eye.
I'm counting it out. No one knows. Vernon, you know the only thing wrong with oral sex? Huh? The view.
Kitty's black too. She left to marry some top cat. Ain't the cool truth? In the hills, there's been a tally since Sally left the alley. Since Kitty left the big pretty things, I got. We'll be right back.
And now, The Lost Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
One of the worst things you can do as an actor, I think, is to forget your lines and then get so flustered you start stabbing the other actors.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy. I've got beach tar on my feet. And I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage.
Carrie, get out your cage.
A bottle of wine, and we'll laugh and toast to nothing and smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. I'll put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk.
Oh, you're a mean old ass. But I like you, I like you, I like you, I like you. Maybe I'll go to Amsterdam, or maybe I'll go to Rome, and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fare-thee-wells now. The night is a starry dawn, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle of moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage.
Carrie, get out your cage.
Put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk.
You're a mean old daddy, but I like you. The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage.
Carrie, get out your cage.
I'll put on my finest silk.
Not my blood.
Bitch.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on. Couldn't keep. you're wrong. Your pale blue eyes linger on. Make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me, I put in front of
coy or stupid, Persian. You can afford neither in Sparta.
What makes this woman think she can speak among men?
Because only Spartan women give birth to real men.
Let us walk to cool our tongues.
If you value your lives over your complete annihilation, listen carefully, Leonidas. Xerxes conquers and controls everything he rests his eyes upon. He leads an army so massive it shakes the ground with its march, so vast it drinks the rivers dry. All the god King Xerxes requires is this, a simple offering of earth and water, a token Lysbates' submission to the will of Xerxes.
Submission. Now that's a bit of a problem. See, rumor has it, the Athenians have already turned you down. And if those philosophers and boy lovers have found that kind of nerve, then...
We must be diplomatic.
And of course, Spartans have their reputation to consider.
Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last as king. For a madman.
Earth and water. But you'll find plenty of both down there.
No man, Persian or Greek, no man threatens a messenger.
You bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death. Oh, I've chosen my words carefully, Persian. Perhaps you should have done the same.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!